Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. They are the ticket opposed to President Donald Trump and Pence. Today we're exploring, is Biden, the devout Catholic candidate, used to be an altar boy, and Kamala Harris, are they the anti-Catholic ticket, anti-Catholicism? I've been saying for months now there is a war on Christianity in the United States of America. There's an internal war with an infiltration attacking the church from the inside, which includes bishops, priests, nuns, lay people, deacons, religious. Then there's also a ferocious attack from the outside. And with Joe Biden, it all comes together. You got a guy on the inside who says he's a Catholic, and yet he's also leading the secularist attack on the outside. Now, I honestly thought that, and we're going to pray in just a moment, but as a way of introduction, I honestly thought that he wouldn't choose Kamala because she's so radical. She's so anti-family, so pro-abortion, so anti-life, has a record being critical of Biden. I just thought, with a race this close, they're going to try to swing a little bit and stay more moderate left with their choice. Maybe a Susan Rice. They didn't. They went all out and they got Kamala Harris. So we're going to look at her record today. We're going to look at what she said about the Knights of Columbus, what she said about Catholics, what she's done to help Planned Parenthood, how she has hurt supported the Planned Parenthood agenda for trafficking dead baby body parts. Like, this is how radical we are moving with the Biden Kamala agenda. So that should lead us to want to pray. So we're going to open up in our prayer. We'll say the Pater Noster, the Our Father, in Latin. Please pray with me. Oremus. Nomini Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater Noster, qui es in Caeli, sanctificetur nomen Tuum. Adveniat regnum Tuum, fiat voluntas Tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis odie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Almighty God, we ask that you would bless us as we watch this. Open our hearts to your truth, to your love, love for you, love for our neighbor. Please restore our church, the Bride of Christ, and also restore our nation to a place of law and order in accordance with natural law. We pray all of this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Nomini Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, everybody, thanks for joining today. This is live. And if you'd like to be notified whenever we go live, please subscribe to this YouTube channel. We're also triple casting. This is live streaming to Facebook, to Twitter via Periscope and YouTube, but the majority of you are within YouTube. So if you're on YouTube, please subscribe. If you're on the other ones, you know, you can subscribe, like, whatever the options are on the other platforms. But I would ask you, if you like this video, please share it. Use the share button, whether it's the share button on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, and please share this video and we'll get a bigger and wider audience because these are important topics. And a lot of the things I'm going to cover today, you're not going to see on mainstream media. They're not going to cover some of these scary stories about Kamala Harris and baby body parts and the Knights of Columbus. To them, these are small stories. But for people of faith, for Christians, for Catholics, for disciples of Jesus Christ, these are big stories. And these are stories that need to be told. So let's get started. I just did a couple hours ago, I did a great interview with Jack Posobiec over at OAN. Hopefully that will come out in the next few hours or tomorrow. And we covered some of these points. I'm going to cover a little bit more because I have more time here. But one of the things that we covered was Kamala Harris and her involvement in trying to block Brian Boucher to serve as a district judge. And one of the things Kamala Harris did is she tried to disqualify him from public service by pointing out the fact that he was a member of, get this radical organization called the Knights of Columbus. Now, I'm a Knight of Columbus, but the Knights of Columbus is a pretty sleepy organization. I don't mean that in any derogatory way. I'm just saying it's not like the Knights of Columbus are this rad, traditional, far-right extremist group. I mean, the Knights of Columbus make pancakes after mass to raise money for landscaping at your church. The Knights of Columbus, you know, one of the great things they did is they raised funds to renovate the facade of St. Peter's, the Vatican. These are the, you know, they provide life insurance for guys like me. Life insurance. There's nothing more boring than life insurance. So the Knights of Columbus were under attack from Kamala Harris. I think this just shows how out of touch she is. So here's one of her written questions trying to keep a Catholic man from being, disqualify him from being a justice. Here's the question. Since 1993, Kamala Harris says, you have been a member of the Knights of Columbus, an all-male society comprised of Catholic men. In 2016, Carl Anderson, leader of the Knights of Columbus, described abortion as a legal regime that has resulted in more than 40 million deaths. Mr. Anderson went on to say that abortion is the killing of the innocent on a massive scale. Then Kamala Harris asked, were you aware that the Knights of Columbus are opposed to a woman's right to choose when you joined the organization? Question mark. She went on to ask if he was aware that the Knights of Columbus opposed marriage equality when he joined the organization, and whether he had ever in any way assisted with or contributed to advocacy against women's reproductive rights. This is Kamala Harris. If Biden wins, this is your future VP, and then when he resigns because of health reasons or dementia, she will be your president. Now, here's what's startling about Kamala Harris on this. She's saying that you're disqualified from public office in the United States of America because you belong to the Knights of Columbus. The Knights of Columbus, she rightly identifies as holding to be against abortion, against what she calls marriage equality, and against advocacy for women's reproductive rights. Okay, so this would mean that I am not eligible for public office. I'm disqualified because I'm a Knights of Columbus. But what if we ask the question to Kamala? Okay, well, let's say my wife, she's not a member of Knights of Columbus, she's a woman, but she also belongs to an organization that believes abortion is the killing of the innocent on the massive scale, that does not promote the unnatural means for matrimony, and she's not an advocate for women's reproductive rights that include abortion and contraception. But she's not a part of the Knights of Columbus. She's part of a different organization. Well, not a different organization, but a bigger organization. It's called the Catholic Church. Okay. What if people, and this is where they're going, this is the war on Christianity. I'm talking about it here. This is the end game where it's not going to be Kamala Harris in 15 to 20 years. It's going to be someone else who thinks the same way as Kamala. And they're going to ask your son or daughter or grandson, you know, in order to qualify as partner here, in order to get into this grad school program, in order to be a librarian, in order to be a policeman, in order to get into med school, we just want to know if you belong to any organizations that identify these issues as wrong, because if you do, you're disqualified from any application or approval process for this position, job, degree, university, fill in the blank. It's not just about canceling people on Twitter. You can see what Kamala Harris is doing here. She's trying to cancel Catholics. Well, she's going to cancel Knights of Columbus. But anything that applies to Knights of Columbus also applies to Catholics. And it would also apply to, in this case with Kamala, you know, it would apply to a conservative, evangelical, Protestant congregation or denomination as well. Like, oh, you belong to that club. Here's our list of clubs that we identify as subversive and against us. Knights of Columbus. Are you a Knights of Columbus? You get your life insurance from Knights of Columbus? Sorry, you can't be a judge. Can't be a doctor. Can't be a cop. Can't get into this master's program. Can't run for office. What about if it gets to can't vote? The principle that Kamala Harris is pushing in 2018, that strategy is what is going to be used to cancel and silence every single one of us who talks and believes and listens like we are today. The 1,400 of us right now, the principle that Kamala Harris uses here cancels all of us from anything important in the public square in the United States of America. It's dangerous. And Joe Biden, the devout Catholic, chose her to be his VP and ultimately to be his heir when he resigns the presidency for whatever reason. He'll be the great Abraham Lincoln, the old white male, the European, who in his munificence, in his magnanimity, says, I'm an old, decrepit, confused, white patriarch, but from the depth of my heart, I present these keys of the United States of America to a black woman. And everyone takes pictures and there's applause and they say, Biden is the greatest president ever. He's a social emancipator. He is the one. Not only did he serve at the right hand of the first black president, Barack Obama, but he is the one who brought in the female president. Biden will reach within the left, within liberal circles, Biden will reach messianic status. He knows that. Some people say, is Biden faking it? His senile stuff? I don't think he is faking it. But when you think about how he could be canonized as one of the top five social mobilizers in American history, I mean, to get canonized like that as a liberal, not going to be canonized as a saint, but to be canonized in politics in that way, I mean, we're talking about you could get your face on some dollar bills if the leftist, socialist, Marxist project in America wins. He would be an Abraham Lincoln type person. Now, let's look at Kamala and Biden as it touches on baby parts. So, during her time as the Attorney General in California, she defended Planned Parenthood in its sale of aborted baby parts, which, by the way, is illegal in the United States of America. There was an undercover video revealing that abortion personnel were engaged in this trafficking of baby parts. Now, let me just say something here. This is satanic. This is evil. We're talking about one of the most disgusting things on planet Earth. Not merely the slaughter of the innocent and the young, the unborn, the most vulnerable in our society, but then the disgusting profiteering, the trade and traffic of their body parts. Every American should stand up and condemn this. We should be ashamed that such a thing is mentioned within our borders. Thoroughly disgusting and shameful. And you can be assured that the God of the universe, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, hates this and wants it to end, and is calling for stalwart champions and heroes, Maccabees, Judas, Sons of Thunder, Peters, to war against this and bring it to an end. You can be assured that Almighty God desires that. But what about Joe Biden? Does he desire that? No, he doesn't. Is Kamala Harris? No. So there was undercover footage taken. Much of it happened in California. And instead of investigating this illegal, by federal law, illegal traffic and sale of aborted baby parts, she instead investigates the CMP. Who's the CMP? The CMP is the Center for Medical Progress. Journalists looking to expose this disgusting practice. Their home was raided, and the head of CMP, David Dlayden, you recognize him. You've seen him in the news, especially if you follow Catholic news. Where is he? Here we go. Here's David. He's in trouble. The whistleblowers get in trouble. Now, people were saying, look, you got to resign. This is so criminal. Dlayden's attorneys show that leaked emails revealed Harris's office coordinating with the Planned Parenthood organization on drafts of legislation that would criminalize undercover investigations, such as what David had been involved in. This, if Biden wins, she will be your president. How disgusting is that? How sad is that? People, on Twitter, social media, oh, I can't believe Marshall's, he's on Trump's, or Catholics for Trump. I mean, what an idiot. Trump's not even Catholic. Trump's been married three times. Doesn't Marshall know that? I know that. Trump's not a saint. I've never, ever portrayed him as a saint. I don't have a holy card with Trump with the halo. I mean, I got Saint Basil the Great here. I got the Blessed Mother. I got Our Lady Guadalupe. I got saints all around me. I got a rosary here. I don't have any hagiography or icons of Trump. But when I look into the future, we are like 82 days from the election. And I see that Biden could win with his sidekick, Kamala Harris. And I see what kind of things she advocates for and realize that Biden will likely step down as the great Abraham Lincoln and hand the keys over to Kamala. I realized that the game she plays, defending Planned Parenthood and selling body parts, disqualifying public service, disqualifying people for public service on the basis of them belonging to the Knights of Columbus. This is anti-God, it's anti-Christ, it's anti-life, and it disgusts me. And so, yes, I am, as a father of eight kids and a husband, I am gonna fight tooth and nail so that she and Biden do not rule our nation, appoint our justices, approve our laws, issue executive orders. I mean, this is a big deal. And, you know, don't go on social media like, well, Trump said a bad word once, so I can't vote for him. Look, think of the Battle of Lepanto. You know, where all of Europe prayed the rosary on their knees. Pope St. Pius V said, everybody get on your knees and start praying these beads, praying. You know why? Because we have an assembled navy that's smaller than the Ottoman Empire. And if we don't win this naval battle, the Ottoman Turks are going to, within a week, invade Rome. The Sultan, did you know this? The Sultan already had himself named and crowned as King of the Romans before the battle. It was an assumed outcome that the Mohammedan Muslim Navy would defeat the Catholic Navy and then just take their boats over to Italy. Italy's sticking out like a boot in the middle of the Mediterranean, and just take it over. Probably slaughter the Pope or imprison the Pope, and then turn St. Peter's Basilica and the Lateran, St. Mary Major, St. Paul's outside, turn all the major basilicas into mosques. That's what was going to go down. Do you know who led those naval ships who brought all together? Don Juan of Austria. Don Juan was an illegitimate son of the emperor. He wasn't known to be a saint. When you say Don Juan, it doesn't conjure up ideas of holy cards and chastity. But the Pope chose Don Juan, and God chose Don Juan to lead these men in a minority with less technology, less sophisticated ships, against the greatest naval power at that time. And because of the prayers of the Most Holy Rosary, people supplicating God, God used Don Juan of Austria as the instrument, as the admiral, to defeat the enemies of Christendom, to save Italy, and by extension, to save all of Europe, to save the papacy. Pope St. Pius V received a vision that they had won. He told them, ring the bells. How do you know they won? He's like, I saw it in a vision. I know. Pope Pius V, he got the first interior mental tweet ever. Maybe not ever, but from God. He got a tweet into his mind. We won. He said, ring the bells. Ring the bells. It's a great story. I'm writing a book right now on the rosary. I was hoping it would be out in the next week or two, but with everything going on, it's a little bit delayed, but I got a book coming out on the rosary. You're going to like it. I'll tell you more about it. But it tells these stories. The reason I tell you this story, which is fun to tell, is we need to realize that just because Trump's not a saint doesn't mean that he's not the best choice right now. And history is full of examples. The Bible is full of these examples. There are parts in the Bible, like Cyrus, not even a Jew, doesn't even have the right faith, and yet God chose him to bring about the restoration of Jerusalem, the temple, and the people of Abraham, Israel. Why does God do this, by the way? I think the reason God does this is to discipline and to provide a healthy and holy shame in his people and in his leaders. I mean, I can't say that for sure, but when I read the Old Testament, I see over and over God raising up people who are not that holy, sometimes aren't even part of Israel, and he uses them to bring a positive outcome for the people of God, to rescue them, to save them, to deliver in battle. And you ask yourself, well, why didn't he choose those holy people? Or why didn't he raise up someone, first make them holy, and then give them the job? Like, think of Samson. He had this great mission from God. He was always fornicating. Couldn't keep his pants up. It's like, God, why didn't you make him holy saint, a saint first, and then choose him to go and destroy the Philistines? I don't know. But God does that. God does that. So if you're one of those people saying, well, I'm not going to vote this time, I'm not going to mobilize, maybe I'll vote for Biden, I need more Medicare or whatever. Look, when it comes to the day of the election, we are voting whether we are going to have someone stand in front of us one day and say, are you a member of the Knights of Columbus? You can't be here. Or we're going to be told, yes, we can kill babies in the womb and we can sell their body parts across state lines and across national lines. Who wants to live in that world? I don't. I want to fight that. So, that being said, we'll close up here. We'll pray before we pray. I just encourage everyone, if you like this video, hit the like button, give it that thumbs up, and then share it. Share it on Facebook. People need to hear this. These stories that I'm telling you, people don't talk about them. People are talking about peripheral issues. We need to talk about the central issues that touch the heart. We need to tell these stories. So if you want people to see it, hit the share it on Facebook. And then, of course, if you're new, please subscribe. Hit the subscribe button and then hit the bell. When you hit the bell, that means you get notified whenever I go live. And I've been trying to go live almost every day. And as you know, I've kind of moved it from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's better if I want to do it every day. But sometimes I do it at 10, sometimes I do it at 1, sometimes I do it at 7 p.m. on a Saturday. So in order to, can't keep up with all that, in order to be notified when I am going to go live, you subscribe, you hit the bell, and then it says Taylor Marshall is going to go live or is live, and you just click the button and it's done. So thanks everybody who does that. And then thanks to everybody who supports on Patreon. Really appreciate that too. If you want to be a patron and support the show, patreon.com/Dr. Taylor Marshall. Okay, we're going to pray now. We're going to ask Our Lady to intercede, the mother of Jesus. On the cross, Jesus said, "Behold your mother." Jesus said that to every single person on earth. Behold your mother. Jesus gives us his Father, God the Father, as our Father. He also gives his earthly human mother to us as our mother, our spiritual mother. And as our spiritual mother, she wants only the best for us. She wants for us to fall in love with her son, Jesus Christ. She wants us to dedicate every dollar we have, every minute we have, every person we know, every bit of influence we have to her son, Jesus Christ. He is the Savior. He is the only way to the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So, we Catholics, we love Mary because we know that she reflects Christ. She's the mirror of justice, and she always points us to him. What she says in the gospel, do whatever he tells you to do. She says that. Do whatever he tells you to do. So she's important. And remember, Christ perfectly honored God the Father, and he perfectly honored Mary, his mother. And we, as his disciples and followers, are called to also perfectly honor God the Father and also to perfectly honor his earthly mother so that she becomes our spiritual mother. So praying the rosary is what they did when they were outnumbered in Lepanto in 1571, I think it was. Maybe I have that wrong. 1500s, I'll say 1500s. They were outnumbered. The people prayed the rosary and God gave them the victory. That's why it's called Our Lady of Victory or Our Lady of the Rosary. That's the title. Do we want the victory against the sale of baby body parts and against discrimination in the courts. Yes, we want the victory. So let's get on our knees and pray the rosary. That's what we're going to do. So now we are going to pray the Ave Maria and the Gloria Patri. And we're going to pray for this campaign, this election, that God's will would be done. Oremus. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Gloria Patri, et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Saint Joseph, pray for us. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, everybody, thanks so much for watching. Pray that rosary. Get active. Read the Bible every day, 15 minutes a day. Read the Bible every day. Find a traditional Latin Mass. Follow the traditional norms. Love Our Lady. Love Jesus. Pray and confess your sins every day. These are the normative ways that we get to know God. These are the normative ways that we get to heaven. Follow the paths of the saints. And until next time, remember, our Lord Jesus Christ said, you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless. God speed.